from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
There's absolutely no way to disguise what we're about to do. I'd like to say we're just going to talk about a particular topic, but actually it's a massive trailer for Nigel's session at the Learning Technologies Conference in London, which is going to be on the 3rd of May. Joking aside, Nigel, you always deliver or facilitate very interesting sessions, and I thought this one looked really interesting, so why not give you the space to tell us a little bit about it? Because whether you're going to be at the conference or not, it's just a lot of food for thought. So the session's called Four Essential Ways to Reframe L&D Now. Bigger and closer, not smaller and further away. So unpick that title for us, Nigel, and then tell us what those four essential ways to reframe L&D are.
The title and the inspiration from the session comes from a David Hockney exhibition at the Lightbox in King's Cross. And I was very annoyed with this exhibition because I bought tickets for it, turned up on a very miserable, rainy and cold day to the Lightbox to see a sign on the door saying, "Very sorry to let you know that this exhibition is being postponed because we had technical problems. So please phone this number or email this address and rebook your tickets." They didn't bother to tell you in advance. So went back, rebooked the tickets and got there in a kind of grumpy mood, you know, thinking, bloody David Hockney. Anyway, completely blown away by it. And it's really, the title is really important, Bigger and Closer, Not Smaller and Further Away. And essentially the whole exhibition is in one room, one huge big box, 50 foot walls. And the exhibition is projected on the walls with a running commentary from David Hockney. And it's not a running commentary done for this exhibition, which would be, I think, slightly inauthentic. It's a running commentary taken from interviews with him over the last 40 years. So it's very, you know, he's a great smoker. So the early stuff, he's got this very resonant, quite warm voice. By the end, he's croaky, he's got his smoker's voice coming out. So it's almost like it's a different person, which in some ways it is, because he takes you through the various phases of his artistic career. But everything is huge. So you're seeing these paintings at enormous, enormous scale. And what he says is that one of the things that drives him mad about most people is they don't look. They see, but they don't look, and they don't understand, and they don't spend time looking. They just flip past and don't take things in. So that's what he's saying, is you need to get bigger and closer, not smaller and further away. And smaller and further away gives you perspective, but it's bigger and closer where you get messy and you get detail. So that
can I just stop you?
Yeah, go
ahead. Can I just stop you there? Because I just want, just for the listener's benefit, I just want to say I am really, really pleased that I asked you to tell us about that title. Now, this wasn't planned, so I didn't know you were about to say all of that in reply. So there's a lesson there, everyone, that you really, really do need to ask these questions and see what happens. Because, I mean, with my journalist hat on, this is what constantly amazes me. It's like the question, you ask a question, you don't know what you're going to get back, and you invariably get something back, which is, takes you somewhere completely different. And I am suddenly taken somewhere completely different in your answer, Nigel. So thank you. That was just very interesting. And sorry to interrupt in your flow. So I'll let you carry on with how that David Hockney experience, which you were about to sort of bridge that into your talk at LT, but I think that's fantastic. I really enjoyed that. So anyway, I'll let you carry on.
Well, the point is that for the first time ever, I think I kind of understood what Hockney was getting at. And the reason why it became the inspiration was that what it made me think was that so many people working in L&D do not engage in that close and messy way. They stand back and get their distant perspective. And sometimes, you know, they're handed orders, you know, in the other room. So they're not even in the room. They're somewhere else. And someone passes a slip of paper out saying, give them sales training. And to me, the point that Hockney makes is absolutely vital. So one of the reframing that I want to discuss is that idea about you need to get into the nature of the organization, not the nature of learning, or even worse, a program of learning. And until you can engage in discussions and see the organization in all its messiness and all of the flaws and the things that go wrong, not just standing back and looking at the shape and the way that it should be, then I think you can begin fundamentally to do the stuff that you need to do, which is help in organizational transformation. So it's about working on, you should be working on organizational issues, organizational challenges, organizational insights, not on learning stuff, because the learning stuff is secondary, not primary. And how you do that is to create a different kind of physical and virtual climate to facilitate that. So, you know, one of the things we were talking about, I just come back from Germany and working with a whole bunch of CLOs. And one of the things I was saying to them was that just even changing the geography for the conversation enriches the conversation. Finding safe spaces, allowing places where people can connect, being the glue that connects groups across an organization together. To me, that is a richer role for L&D than worrying about whether you've got 9,000 or 9,800 courses on the LMS. You know, there are some things about that which are quite necessary. I can understand that. But that is not enough. It really isn't enough to shift the frame, redefine your role, and get right into what you can do to help in the organizational transformation, which is 100% necessary. And just look at the way the world is and the speed of change and how people are having to pivot on a sixpence. And you can't pivot on a sixpence promising them we'll give you a pivoting on sixpences course in 3 months' time. You've got to be agile now. And learning is an absolutely essential part of agility. You've got to believe you're a learner, believe you can change, believe you can move with the organization. So learning is at the heart of it, but in some ways, not the kind of offering that exists today. So in essence, that was it. So inspired by David Hockney, and I've got some kind of pictures to show the nature of the inspiration. Inspired by David Hockney, but really focusing on where I see the big shifts coming in L&D. Simple as that, Martin.
Yeah, great. And for listeners who don't have a sixpence on them, that is a very small coin from a very long time ago that only Nigel remembers. So anyway, that was very good, Nigel. I'm looking forward to the session. And if you're at Learning Technologies, then please do go along. And I know that it will be recorded. So I think these get shared post-event on the Learning Technologies YouTube channel as well, I think. So yeah, thank you very much.
Martin, it is always a pleasure.
From scratch.